Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Kicking off a Taco Tuesday morning, y'all.
Morning.
Today is National Empanada Day.
Ooh, I love me a good empanada.
I love an empanada. It's portable. It's flaky. It has a delicious filling in most cases. It is delightful.
Empanada-ish.
Today is also Zoo Lovers Day.
I'm a fan of the zoo.
Do you remember when you were a kid, what your favorite display or whatever enclosure was?
Polar bears.
Boom. Just like that?
Yes.
Polar bears?
Polar bears.
I have one too.
Really? What is it?
I don't want to say yet. Producer AB Baby's turn next.
Oh. I like lions.
And tigers and bears, am I?
Oh, yeah.
The king of the jungle.
I like the lion. I like the idea of the lion enclosure, but they're always just like laying down.
Yeah.
They're cat napping.
Like if they were hunting a gazelle, I'd be like, whoa.
If I could watch them stalk their prey,
yeah.
that would be cool.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen better lions not at a zoo. What was the one? Is it the MGM in Vegas?
Oh, yes.
Where they're like all around you in the.
Whoa.
In that little hall or room or whatever. Yeah. That was way better than the zoo.
Yeah.
That's an
Out of Africa
sure.
Park has a great big cat exhibit where they literally just like they walk above you.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh yeah, see that's how it is in Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah. They have like a walkway themselves.
Yeah.
Kind of like when you're at the aquarium and you're walking through like a tunnel.
I love the tunnels.
And it's all surrounding you. That's what the cat is feeling.
That's
it's like
cool.
My food is all around me.
It's like I'm so hungry right now.
Yeah. Wildlife World Zoo has a great big cat enclosure also. They have a bunch of different ones. But again, like you can't motivate them to do stuff, which is kind of like in Jurassic Park where they were like, bring out a goat. And then they were like, bring out a goat and the T-Rex was just,
yeah, you can't do that. Like, you don't get to do that there.
Can we bring out like a little piggy?
Just let it go.
My favorite zoo enclosure is the penguins.
I felt like you were going to say that.
I don't know why. I have videos of me as like a young kid going, the penguins. I love the penguins. Because they just zip around. I love.
And they're dressed for a party.
Always.
And I like animal who's ready to party.
Yeah. Are you guys ready to party?
Yeah.
Country Thunder coming up on Thursday.
Guys, I got fasted cardio in this morning. I am on a caffeine adrenaline rush right now.
Thank you, by the way, to the listeners that brought this, that picked up the Starbucks.
We got coffee this morning. Y'all are the bestest.
Wow. That is amazing. Thank you so much for that. If anybody else like to donate, just kidding. We are not starting a GoFundMe, but we are starting a GoFundMe. I'm on fire today.
I'm here for this energy.
I don't know what's happening.
It's pre-country undertime.
We got to bottle it up and save some for later, because in 5 minutes, I'm going to be cashed out on the ground. Going, I want to go back to sweepies.
We did too much.
All right, Camel Nation, let's get it going. We got another couple days, a minute to win it coming up for your final opportunity to win Camel Country Thunder tickets.
And a campsite. That's the big thing right now. So... All right. This point, you might be tenting it.
Keep it right
here. You're not really.
Thank you very much. We love you.
Love you.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
It is time to break the news, Cheyenne.
Who are we breaking the news to, and why are you talking like that?
I don't know. I felt like it was more magnanimous when I do that. We're going to call Eric today because tax day is right around the corner, and he continuously sends his accountant a receipt from the shelter because he adopted a dog. And he's saying this dog is a write-off.
What?
And his friend, who is also his accountant, says, no, he cannot just buy dogs as a tax write-off.
Okay.
So we're going to see how it plays out when I break the news now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Eric?
Dude, why do you keep calling me? Like, I keep sending you the voicemail and you keep blowing up my phone. Like, what do you want?
Hi, Eric?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Nico from Nico Breaks the News. I'm sorry to annoy you. I do have news for you that's breaking.
What do you want?
I have news from Patrick, your friend and accountant.
Okay. What does Patrick want?
Patrick says, stop sending him the receipt from the shelter that you adopted the puppy from. You can't write off a puppy because you claim it's a medical expense. write-offs for emotional support animals are not a thing. Nice try. Just enjoy your puppy. From Patrick.
Okay, got it. I don't get it, man. It's an emotional support animal. I think I'd be able to write him off. Like, I mean, I get like puppy kisses from all the time. He like keeps me like my stress low during work, so I'm able to be more efficient. Like, you know.
How many times have you sent the receipt from the shelter to your accountant, hoping that he'll let it slide?
A handful of times.
You know what?
More than once.
He might give in. We got a little while till tax day.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
It's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country. Eric, I fully support this writing off animal thing.
I think that you should be able to write off an emotional support dog if it's valid.
Thank you.
Although I feel like, hold on. I didn't say that yours is valid.
Why isn't mine valid? Like he keeps my stress calm, and so I'm able to be more productive, you know? And so that's a work expense. What's that called when you go do like bonding training or something like that?
Well, those are service dogs.
That's a service dog. I think, are service dogs write-offable?
They might be write-offable. You know what? Make this puppy a service dog. Boom.
You know what? I might make a mistake.
Please do not tell Patrick that we gave you that idea.
I'm totally throwing you guys under the bus.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to email him too.
We're all sending a strongly worded email.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Hey, no offense to any guy who has a cat out there, but I think there's something wrong with you.
That is one way to start a break, Nico.
Apparently, a woman on TikTok, though, says that the ladies have been sleeping on the real green flag in dating, which is a man who has a cat, especially a rescue cat that trusts him.
Why? Genuine question, why?
Well, she actually went on to say, marry him immediately. Sure, dogs are great, but cats are selective. If a rescue kitty curls up on his lap, he's got patience, softness, and emotional intelligence. Come on, man.
I don't know about the emotional intelligence. That might be a step too far. But the other stuff, I guess I can understand her perspective.
You know what, though?
Rescue cats are mean.
I just put something together here, Cheyenne.
Oh, tell me.
When's the last time you dated a guy with a cat?
I don't think I ever have, actually.
You might have to date a guy with a cat.
But I don't like cats. I'm also very allergic to cats.
But you live with a cat.
I'm aware.
You are the walkingest of all walking contradictions on this
planet. It's not my cat. And I put up with the cat because I need my mom. Which is also why I know that I don't want to live with one ever again.
Yeah.
Once Mr. Magoo dies, we ain't getting another cat. There is no more cats.
Unless you start dating a guy with a cat.
Yeah,
especially a rescue cat.
That's a stretch.
I understand the whole rescue thing. That's a major green flag for me. Like, there's something humane and amazing about the whole rescue process. But it's a cat.
I don't think the animal species exactly matters. I think if you rescue, even a rescue dog,
Yeah.
Who's like older.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not talking about like puppies where like the litter was dropped off at, you know, the Humane Society. Like
right,
if
right,
it was
right.
a dog who's seen some stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And been
yeah.
through some stuff and you rescue that dog and now that dog is very loving and affectionate. I think that speaks volumes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Maybe the dog is, you know, missing a limb. Maybe it's a tripod.
Maybe and there's no eye.
Maybe there's one eye.
Maybe he's got some scars.
Maybe his name is One Eye Willie or something like that, and it's not just a clever nickname.
But he loves
actually
you.
Has one eye.
Yeah.
Then yeah. Yeah, no, I can see that happening.
I could see that. Like, I understand her perspective. Can I get down with the cat?
Apparently, science is saying, or TikTok.
same thing.
It's basically the same thing these days.
That it's a major green flag.
I get the theory.
Yeah,
that's about as far as I get.
And you're not going to take this for a test drive?
No, I don't know if I can.
I see the next guy that shows interest in you.
Uh-huh.
You got if he has a cat, you got to try it out. Even if there are some red flags, you got to be like, well.
No!
That's another story.
I mean, we all have red flags. It would have to depend on what the red flags exactly were.
Right.
Because, you know, red and green flags, they come in all shades.
Guys, call me right now if you have other green flags so we can entice these ladies in the Camel Nation to date you. Something that you do that might be pretty amazing in a woman's opinion.
Tell us your green flag.
Tell us your green flag.
Yeah.
Mine is that I'm super...
Yeah. Agreed.
I don't know what my wife sees in me, but 602-894-5653.
Question.
Yes.
Abe, what is your green flag?
Well, I have been eating those snack pack pudding cups without a spoon since I was 8, if you know what I mean.
No! Oh my God! I'm done! I'm going home right now.
Just saying.
That's a green flag move.
I'm done.
I'm actually very impressed.
Oh, my God.
602-894-5653. We've lost full. That's what that's called.
We're going home.
Losing full.
Okay.
Science, and I use that loosely because we're talking about TikTok, has said that if a man has rescued a cat, that is a green flag. Hey, Jeremy, so... How do you feel about this green flag, man? Rescuing a cat, that proves that you're not an axe murderer? I don't know.
Hey, guys. So, listen, I've got some green flags of my own.
Okay, what? Hit me with them.
All right. So, listen, I take my shoes off anytime I enter a home. Got to be respectful. Also, don't want to track in bacteria.
Major green flag.
Absolutely. I also... Because it's a pet peeve of mine when people don't do this, I hang my towel every time.
I like that.
Green flag.
That is a green flag for me. Absolutely.
This man is a catch, ladies.
I mean, who wants a mildew body rag? I don't.
Ew.
Absolutely.
Why do
right.
describe it like that?
Absolutely right.
Ew.
Yeah, no, I feel him on that.
Also, I never miss the laundry basket. Come on, people. We're adults.
Yeah.
Clean up. Keep your place orderly.
Yeah.
Why is it so hard to put... Why? Men? I couldn't tell you the last time I missed a laundry basket, so... But I do have boys who miss the laundry basket all the time. Why do you guys find it so hard to put things in a basket?
Over the age of 20, you got to be able to put your clothes in the laundry basket.
Do you put your clothes in the laundry basket, Nico?
Absolutely. I'm a grown man.
I'm just checking.
I don't have my clothing strewn all over the place. I'm a green flag wonder. I'm a treasure of green flaggage.
Well, apparently Jeremy is, too.
All right, what else you got, Jeremy?
Yes, and here's the thing. I also make my bed every day. And I'm going to tell you, there's actually a statistic that says that if you make your bed every day, you're like 20% more likely to become a millionaire.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
I have made my bed every day.
Nay, nay. Your
Just
wife
kidding.
Makes your bed every day.
So she should have become a millionaire.
So somebody in the house should be getting paid.
She should have been a millionaire by now. She's not. But hey, Jeremy, you sound like a super catch, man. You're probably, you know, knocking them off with a bat. You know, get off me. Get off
thanks,
me, lady.
Guys. I mean, I do my best. And I got to say, too, I'm also nice to kids, and they love me.
Hey! Oh, my God!
Who is this guy?
You have to keep the youthful spirit going, guys. Listen, just because we're adults, it does not mean, in the words of Peter Pan, that we ever have to grow up. Yes, we have responsibilities, but play is healthy, people.
You know,
spark going.
If you look in the Urban Dictionary, under green flag, there is a picture of Jeremy.
Jeremy. Not even the Urban Dictionary.
Just the dictionary in general.
The dictionary. The encyclopedia.
Yeah. Google
he
it.
He wrote the book.
Yeah.
He's the second coming. Jeremy, congratulations on all your success.
I'm being so great.
Yeah. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Cheyenne, I straight up don't like what you forced your mom to do, and I think you should go straight to jail for it.
Whatever.
Straight to jail.
We had an entire conversation about it, and collectively we all went, what's the big deal? Like, you're being ridiculous about it.
It's so not a big deal, but I think your mom thought that if she did this, she would go to jail.
All I want to say is, my, how the tables have turned.
The turntables have turned?
The turntables have turned it all the way around.
So, what happened?
So, what happened was, I, as an irresponsible parent, forgot to sign my kid's field trip permission slip.
You know?
Like, not a big deal.
Whoa!
I forgot. I'm sorry.
Right.
But...
It's not like you forgot to clothe them before. For school this morning.
I know.
You forgot to sign
a
permission slip.
I forgot to sign a stupid piece of paper.
Okay.
That is very important because obviously I want him to go on this field trip. So my mom texted me in the middle of the show yesterday and she goes, hey, you forgot to sign Easton's permission slip. And I was like, okay, sign it.
All right.
Okay, grab a pen and
this isn't 1776 signing the Declaration of Independence.
It's not that.
This is a permission slip for a field trip.
Just sign the paper, okay? She did it, okay? It took coaxing because it was the exchange went, Mom, just sign the paper. It's fine. She goes, no, I'm going to leave it here so that you can sign it and go pay for it because you have to drop it off in the front office. I said, no.
She not only wants you to like pick it up from home, sign it, and then return it to the school.
I said, Mom.
Does she want to give it a first class trip too? With a pina colada?
She wants it signed. She wants certified delivery on this thing. So I said, Mom, that's not the way that it goes. I pay for it later. Just get it. Just tell him to give the teacher the slip. She's like, okay, well, then I'm going to sign my name on it. I'm not going to sign your name on it. I said, Mom!
Oh, my gosh.
Your name is not on the authorized papers to be able to sign paperwork. Just sign my name. She goes, Cheyenne, our signatures don't even look anything alike. My writing is way prettier than yours, which is not a lie.
Wow.
But just sign the paper.
Yeah, she wanted a notary to show up and everything.
I said, Mom.
She was making this very official.
So official. I said, Mom, just it's a piece of paper.
Yeah. Okay? It'd be one thing if she did it without you knowing.
Right, but you have a text message proof.
You are clearly giving her the green light.
Just sign the
damn paper.
It was not that big of a deal, but she made it this apocalyptic issue.
That's funny. Sometimes people stand on business in the weirdest
way.
She was
standing on it, but it just kind of made me giggle to myself. And then we had talked about it on like side note, like she's doing, like we forged signatures all the time growing up.
Are you kidding me?
We had to,
if we got like failing grades, we would have to sign our report or have our parents sign our report cards and then return it back to the school.
Right.
You think my parents saw a failing report card their entire lives?
Hell to the no. Nope. You put straight up put
no
that.
No chance.
You take an old note.
I was Anna Petru all day. I even signed Annie sometimes when I was feeling funky.
A little feisty.
I would be like, Annie, this time I'm angry with him.
I will talk to him.
In fact, he's grounded.
Just so you know, punishment has been laid out.
I was like, wow, I was really mean to myself this time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she's over
here.
She
took it a little too seriously.
She was in full form, man. I just giggled to myself. I was like, if you knew the amount of times I put your name on a piece of paper.
Yeah. She's one of those people. Rules are rules.
Rules are rules. And she was ruling yesterday.
Yeah. By the book was actually created for your mom. Your mom.
By my mom. She is, in fact, the co-author.
Congratulations.
There's nothing like a new pair of jeans.
You sound like the Duluth guy.
Duluth.
Duluth Trading Company.
I am talking about a completely other company.
Actually a better company, in my opinion.
Maybe I'll be the Kimes Ranch guy.
You should be the Kimes Ranch guy.
Kimes.
Ooh.
Get your jeans.
Kind of like that.
Get you some jeans.
Ooh. Jeans with good stack. Say that. Jeans that give you a lot of stack.
jeans that chill your barrel off good.
Wait, no. Wasn't that a barrel? No. What were they saying about the boots?
The shaft.
Oh,
the shaft. There's no shaft.
That's what they were saying. A lot of shaft talk when I was trying on my jeans. I didn't know what y'all ladies were implying. But anyway, it's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Got the pleasure of going out to the Kimes Ranch in North Scottsdale, which is beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. I will tell you, I grew up in that kind of environment.
Wow.
So my nervous system has not been that calm in a really long time.
It was very calming.
It was very pleasurable.
So put the address in my GPS. Drove down the street that I was supposed to turn onto Kimes Ranch Way.
Yeah.
Ended up going on to somebody else's farm.
Nico calls me. He goes, where are you at? I said, I'm at the ranch. I said, did you go through the red gate? He goes, I went through a red gate.
Yeah.
I said, did you go through the red gate with the horns? He goes, no.
Nah.
But there are people riding horses looking at me right now. I said, back up. You need to come back this way.
There were so many people looking at me. I'm waving at everybody. Hello, Kimes Ranch people.
It was not Kimes Ranch.
Pulled the 180. Got my butt out of there before somebody yelled at me. But man, Kimes Ranch, beautiful. You drive in. There's some longhorn cattle there. There's some milking cows. They have all types of livestock. It's very cool. Horses everywhere. And then we got down to the nitty gritty, and it was all about getting me ready for Country Thunder.
Because you didn't have jeans that were Country Thunder, country-esque, that went with your boots.
Not at all.
You definitely had skinny jeans.
Yeah.
They were a vibe.
Yeah.
It was a vibe.
There are some country artists that still to this day.
Matt Snell. Chase Matthew.
Dan from Dan and Shay.
Both of them, actually.
Very tight jeans.
It's the tightest of
the
jeans.
Yeah, they wear some. Anyway, I was going for more of a traditional look.
Yeah.
Because I got my boots. I want to show those off, too. And I want them to look good in jeans. And, man, Kimes Ranch hooked me up with the sleekest of sleek jeans.
What I love is that they had a spare pair of boots in your size. So we were able to put them on with boots so you could see how they were supposed to sit. Because when you don't, there is a difference between the jeans that are for cowboys and for boots and then regular jeans that you wear with your sneakers, right? They need to be longer with your boots for multiple reasons.
You got to account for the leg bend in riding horses.
Yeah.
So, which is totally different.
He puts on this pair of jeans and he's like, no, they're too long. And she's like, actually, they're not long enough. And he goes like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they just felt super long.
Yeah, because they are. When you put them on with jeans, they feel super long.
The whole thing was very foreign feeling, but very comfortable.
They're super comfortable jeans, and they're great quality also.
Thank you to Mackenzie and everybody at the Kimes Ranch, because I came away with two like hoodies, a couple t-shirts, two pair of jeans. I am outfitted. Ladies, you better stay 10 to 20 feet away from me at Country Thunder.
You better.
Okay. Do not get too close, because the Kimes Ranch,
it's got you looking away.
We'll get you going.
You put it on and I was like, woo.
Ooh.
Dave is going to rip you apart.
Cheyenne
when
was
home.
Like, who's this cowboy?
Who's this guy?
Finally.
I will be running security detail for Nico, though. So
please,
if you come
any
close to him with the intention of not just saying, hi, I love your show, we will be having problems.
Yeah. Control yourself.
But you look great. And I'm super excited for you to show him off.
Thank you.
The jeans are great.
Excited. Finally, an artist is going to look at me and respect me.
And be like, this man belongs here.
They're going to be like, oh, okay. All right.
Okay, cowboy.
I heard you were city slicker, but you play the part with me there, cowboy. Come on now.
I love it.
I'm looking forward to it. So bring out your Kimes best at Camel Country Thunder this year.
Because we will be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Woo. Let's go.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
All right, we're just a couple of days away from Country Thunder, which means we need to get a winner soon for these tickets into Camel Country Thunder and a campsite.
I don't think it's going to be hard to give away these tickets, but you got to answer all 10 questions.
We've got Alyssa on the phone. Alyssa, are you ready to play Minute to Win It?
Yes.
All right, you've got 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You go as far as your right answers will take you. Once you get a question wrong, the game is over. Do you have what it takes this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the enthusiasm and the confidence. Let's play.
She's like, shut up, let's go.
10 questions. 60 seconds. Do you have what it takes?
Cheyenne's Minute to Win It starts now.
This Country Thunder headliner was in a band called The Ranch before hitting it big as a solo artist.
Keith Urban.
Sharing its name with a city in Nevada, the wood of this southwestern shrub is used for smoking meat.
Mesquite.
Honshu is the largest of the four main islands that make up what Asian country?
Japan.
This Country Thunder performer released her memoir, Born to Fly, in 2020.
Sarah Evans.
What cocktail is the official beverage of the Kentucky Derby? George R.R. Martin's book series, A Song of Ice and Fire, is set primarily on what fictional continent? This Country Thunder's performer's biggest hit was inspired by his near-fatal drunk driving incident in 2020. This Country Thunder's performer's biggest hit was inspired by his near-fatal drunk driving incident in 2020.
10 seconds.
Nope. He was on the lineup last year.
Dang it.
Yeah, you got to number 7. Unfortunately, you know the rules, the name of the game. You've got to get all 10 right to win. So you did not win 4 4-day passes into Camel Country Thunder with a campsite. But, Alyssa, for playing today, you are still getting an entire pair of 4-day passes into Camel Country Thunder this weekend. Yay! Congratulations, Alyssa. We will see you out there. Hang on just a minute and we'll get all your information. We're one step closer. I will give Camel Nation a hint.
Okay.
On that last one. It is the reason this person is sober. They no longer drink alcohol, and it was the same. The song is the same age that this person was when this happened.
I will give them another hint. He has the same last name as one of the most famous soccer players in the world ever. who currently owns Inter Miami, who played for Manchester United, the greatest soccer club of all time.
You might as well just
give I'm not giving it away, though. I'm not giving it away. Cheyenne, will you be my buddy?
Every day of the week.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I specifically need one for Camel Country Thunder.
Oh, I'll definitely be your buddy for that.
Thank you.
100%.
I'm going to need somebody to regulate my food, alcohol, and life intake. If I'm eating too much or not eating enough, I need my buddy.
I got you.
If I'm drinking too much or not drinking enough,
I got you.
I need my buddy.
I got you.
And if I am not experiencing enough or I need to experience more, I need my buddy.
I definitely have you on that one also.
Because
lucky for you, this is my sixth year in a row. So I feel like I'm doing well over here.
You are one of the seasoned.
I am seasoned. I am well-versed in the world of Country Thunder.
So that's how I'm creating my buddy system. You can create it however you want.
Buddy system's important.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to have a friend. No longer friends with him because he had a drinking problem.
He would
get after it a little too crazy.
Uh-huh.
And our buddy system was this. Hey, just make sure he gets home okay. That was it. Every night, I'd be like, yeah, but maybe if you just like took it easy a little bit, I wouldn't be so concerned about you getting home.
That's and he's
like,
pretty valid.
No. It's going to happen. Oh. So I just need you to get me in a cab, get me in an Uber, and make sure that they are headed toward my address. And that was what I did. So
okay.
Camel Country Thunder. For instance, if your buddy is MIA after 10 p.m., your buddy... Buddy! Buddy! Where are you? It's 10 p.m. Where are you? Number one, you got to find your buddy. And then number two, if they're alive, you got to proceed cautiously.
Yeah.
Because they might be busy buddying themselves.
Oh, buddying.
Yeah.
Not buddying. Yeah, well, that too. Yeah. But they're budding.
Which in that case, you don't want to interrupt your
buddy.
Don't
disturb. Just make contact.
Just make contact.
Yeah.
Hey, you okay in there?
Sounds like, do you need assistance? Make good choices.
Cough twice if you're okay, if you're safe. You got to make sure.
Yeah.
So like I said, you got to make sure that your buddy is hydrating very, very crucially. And the last thing, folks, always remember, whatever happens at Country Thunder stays at Country Thunder. Unless it's something that you can't remove from yourself before you go home.
That stuff goes home with you.
I feel like that happens every year, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do they call it the Country Thunder itch? I feel like that's a thing.
Oh, it's possible. I mean, it's definitely possible. Unfortunately, probably. But yeah, like losing people in general at Country Thunder, I think, is a pretty easy thing to do. So,
oh, absolutely.
How do you not lose somebody?
Maybe walkie talkies. I don't know.
How do you hear that? Especially if you're a crazy coyote, you're not hearing a walkie talkie. Remember the next cell phones?
Yeah. You gotta have like one of those, like a walkie talkie. I don't know. How would you? Oh, maybe look like an earpiece. Maybe that's too involved.
I think that's too much.
But we definitely need walkies for each other. Yeah,
where are you going without me?
Buddies need walkie-talkies. You never know. You could be led astray. You're easily influenced.
Okay, wait.
I found myself in Crazy Coyote one time, and I was like, "What am I doing here?"
I've been to Crazy Coyote once.
Where's
after
my
10
buddy?
PM.
Oh, after 10 p.m. That's a different that's a different scene altogether. But it's easy to lose your buddy. Yeah, you got to have some type of system.
So how do you not lose them? We want to know. 602-894-5653. You can text and call that same number. How do you not lose your buddy and your friends at Country Thunder? What is the system that you've created?
Yeah.
Is it a if lost, return to? Like, do you have to like write on permanent marker on your forearm like what your campsite is?
You all get tattooed.
Yeah.
Tattooed.
How do you figure it out? Because people
lost,
be
return
getting
to.
Lost.
602-894-5653. Camel Country, it's Nico, Cheyenne. Good morning. Who's this? Where are you from?
Good morning, Nico, Cheyenne. It's Jace. I'm from Phoenix. How about you guys?
Jason,
hey.
We are here also in Phoenix. Thank you for asking.
Nobody's ever asked us that before.
We're talking about the buddy system. Do you have any method that you like to go along with so you keep all your people in track?
Yeah, I usually have my friends either write their phone number on my arm, one of the more reliable ones, and it's also my buddy.
I like that.
I love that you're the one that you know gets lost. Like, you're like, somebody's got to help me out.
It's a known thing when we go out and drink, especially for Country Thunder, because I just love to go and explore with everyone.
You're a wanderer.
Yeah, a meanderer.
I love that for
a
you.
A gallivanter.
I love that. Well, stay safe this weekend, okay?
Will do. You guys too.
Yeah, we'll see you out there.
If we find you, well, at least we'll have some phone numbers to get in contact with your people.
We'll help you. It's all right. We got your back.
You guys are the best.
Have a great day.
Thank you, brother. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Camel Country, good morning. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Who's this? Where are you from?
Good morning. This is Juan from Mesa.
Good morning, Juan.
What up, Juan? You got any advice for us as far as buddy systems go?
Yeah, so me and my buddies go to Beyond Wonderland, the Rave out in California, or EDC in Las Vegas. And we purchased these little, like, I can't remember the name. They're little compass necklaces that show you where your friends, like, a direction.
What? Stop that nonsense. What?
Totem compass. Look it up.
What's it called?
It's a legit totem compass.
Totem? Like totem pole. Compass. And so you guys can find each other, like, immediately. I love this.
Yeah, if you turn it on, it'll give you a little arrow showing what direction they're at.
It's kind of like a game, too.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool.
Yeah.
At least you know you'll be able to find Juan of your friends.
No. We don't do that on this show.
Put a quarter in the don't jar.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
Sorry about that, Juan.
I waited for the moment to say that.
I'm sorry, Juan.
I'm so sorry.
That was really funny.
Why am I the way that I am?
This is a great product, man. We're going to have to look it up and purchase it for Country Thunder.
I'm literally looking at it right now.
Yeah, awesome. I'm glad I can give you guys the heads up.
Yeah.
Love that.
No, those are great. Thank you so much. And if we ever need a Juan, we know where to look. I'm sorry.
You are Juan of the real ones. So I'm sorry. I'm done. I'm sorry.
All right, okay. Juan. Take care, brother. Have a great day. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
You know when you think of something very clever, you're like, wow, the world really needs this. You invent something in your brain.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you know what? I will make this. And then you Google it and it's been made already.
That is the biggest disappointment of all time.
It happens to me all the time. I'm like, wow, it'd be really slick if we had like this holder for this and that. And then I just Amazon it and it's $3 and I can have it in my house tomorrow.
or even better, today between 5 and 10 p.m.
If ordered in 5, 4, three, two, order.
I love Amazon.
So great. So my son has created a problem that I didn't know I had.
Okay.
Because I was fine before my son. Now, he created this issue with the Amazon Fire Stick remote where, number one, it's lost 2 times a week. At least 2 times a week I'm going, Justin, why do you take it out of the living room?
I hate that.
He walks around with it like it's his buddy.
Bro, my 8-year-old does it too. I don't understand
it. Stop doing that. Put it down.
You don't need to take it to the table.
We have a beautiful coffee table.
Right?
Put it on the table before you leave the room. So he will leave the room with it. He'll drop it, pick up something else, bring it into the living room. Now we have no remote. We lose it 2 times a week. Number two, he likes to fiddle with the battery tray.
Dude, right?
He fiddles.
Yeah.
He fiddles so much that the battery tray now has no resistance whatsoever.
Yep.
So it just slides on and off willy-nilly. Hey, Camel Nation, if you have this problem.
I also have this problem.
Know that we're all dealing with this together.
Yeah.
Cheyenne has it. I have it. I'm sure everybody who has one of these streaming network Fire Stick remotes or Roku or whatever you got, if it's in your hand a lot, it's worn out.
There's a support group for it right
now. Thankfully, God has answered my prayer. I said, Lord, please fix this problem for me.
Okay.
I went on to Amazon. That was obviously very dramatic. I went on to Amazon and boom, they have Fire Stick remote covers.
What?
So it's a little silicone like sleeve that you slide your Fire Stick remote into. It swallows it. It then has all the buttons like clearly present, easy to push. It holds in your hand nice and firm, and the battery tray can't slide out, and it's glow in the dark, Cheyenne!
And it glows in the dark?
It's glow in the dark.
Dude, say less, because if you can't find it, like you truly don't know where it is, you just shut the lights off and it'll glow.
It's not that sleek little black remote that they made, which I love because it was very ergonomic in my hand and I love the regular remote, but unfortunately if you have a son or a kid or whatever who wears it out and loses it all the time, it's not user friendly. So this big bulky sleeve is so beautiful.
It sounds like the sleeves that went on the Wii remotes, so you didn't throw it at
exactly
your TV.
Exactly what it is. Or like your kid has an iPad, right? It definitely has an iPad protective case.
Yeah.
Or your cell phone. It's kind of the same thing.
Oh, that's genius.
But yeah, they have one for the remotes.
That person is now making a lot of money.
Oh, guys, it's a life changer. Well, I'm sure the trademark has been used over and over and over again because there's a million different companies that make them.
Yeah.
Don't pay more than $10 for it. And it turns out perfectly.
Get a group of friends together, buy it in bulk, you'll be fine.
So that's it, man. It's made such... I am so much happier now because of it.
I can tell. You know, I could tell there was a little bit of pep in your step.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's because
you picked up on that.
Yeah, the Fire Stick remote sleeve.
Are you ordering or what?
I'm literally going to order one as soon as you shut the mics off.
Yeah,
because
yeah, yeah.
I need it also.
It's such a game changer.
I can't wait to have a game
You hold it in your hands and it feels like a little cuddly, a little soft. Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Rubbery.
I like a good texture in my hand.
I don't know where this is going, but
thanks for joining us today.
Ladies
Bye.
And gentlemen, go get you one. I'm co-signing it. The Fire Stick remote sleeve. Oof.
I'm buying one. Oof. Right now.
Cool. You may or may not know that my wife, Brooklyn Dana, is a very colorful character.
Yeah, she is.
When she does things, she don't play.
No, she does not.
She wanted to do a Marie Antoinette 40th birthday party, and she did it.
And it looked spectacular. I couldn't make it, but it was spectacular.
Still paying for that one.
I bet you are.
And I will be for a while. Happily. And Cheyenne, you got your costume.
I did.
And you posted it on your social media. Oh my God.
So I went to return it. Like, I did all the returns on the Amazon machine.
Yeah.
And I had told my mom, I got to run to Kohl's and drop off all this Amazon stuff because I've got this wig. And she goes, you got a wig and you didn't show me? My mom used to own a balloonery, okay? Back in the day, my mom owned a balloonery with costumes and everything. Like, she was a clown. It was her most favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Hold up.
Yeah.
What is a balloonery?
So
you said it so naturally.
So a balloonery... It was basically, so take what your wife Dana does with balloons.
Yeah.
And make it like 20 years ago. But also it had, the shop had costumes. Like, it was kind of like
it's like a party city?
A party city, but small and local.
Oh.
So it was really cool, actually. I loved it.
That's so cool.
It was way ahead of its time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really cool. So my mom, she was really mad that I got this wig and I didn't show her. So obviously I had to pull out the wig and show her. And I said, you know what?
While I'm after it.
I've got it. I might as well try it on. And it was the most amazing thing that I have put on my body. I was like, I was born in the wrong century.
You looked incredible.
Thank you. I had the hip.
We missed that treat at the birthday party. I'll tell you what.
It's really unfortunate.
Because that was, if you missed it, is it still up on your social media?
It's a reel.
Oh, at Radio Cheyenne.
Go check it out. It's pretty spectacular.
Go look at this piece job. So then Scallywags, the guys who run the pirate ship at Country Thunder, commented and were like, wear it to Country Thunder. We're doing a red, white, and blue day.
And it's blue and cream. And it had my red sports bra on that you could definitely see. So that's where the red came into play.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not wearing it. Dude, that thing is so heavy.
Yeah.
It's very heavy. Yeah,
it's going to be 100 plus degrees.
I'm not wearing
that. Well, you would truly feel like you're in that era if you did.
I would.
Just saying.
It would be very spot on. Smells and everything.
Fun fact.
Ooh, what's a fun fact?
Last Country Thunder that I worked, David Lee Murphy was performing.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well,
I was like, who is this zombie? That was rude.
That was a choice. That was a choice of words that you chose.
That was rude, and I apologize, David Lee. But he looks like a zombie.
Does he?
He's like super pale white.
Aww.
With like super dark, like bleached dark black hair.
That's...
Bleached dark hair? That doesn't make sense.
Dyed.
Like shoe polish. You know that uncle who still thinks that people think, you know, his hair isn't graying or white?
100%. He's like every Elvis impersonator in Vegas.
Come on, man.
Over the age of 50.
that was rude. I'm sorry, because we are 2 days away from the Thunder.
We're ready to go. We're a little loopy about
it. So, yeah, we're excited. We're still waiting on things to be delivered.
Yeah. I don't have everything.
It's a situation at this point.
I did actually get one piece of outfit that I was waiting for. It showed up yesterday. Guess what?
Doesn't fit. Yeah, of course.
So now I literally have to, like, after work today, I have to go run around to try to salvage this outfit.
Because
it's the one piece that I have, but it's the one piece that covers up my entire body.
pretty crucial.
Yeah, I have all the accessories, don't have the actual clothing.
Yeah.
And I'm not going in my birthday
I think suit. What I'm going to do on the way down to Country Thunder is stop at Scheels. Because Scheels has the ultimate like collection of like guy t-shirts for country music concerts.
Actually, you know what? They do have a really great selection.
Yeah, it's just like you can go in there and get t-shirts for every day, every night that look cool, that are probably like NASCAR related or like roping.
They're just going to ask for your social security number and your firstborn. Scheels is expensive.
Oh, yeah, it's expensive. I didn't know where you're going with that. I'm like, why do they need so much info?
Because they're so expensive.
It's they're living good.
You pay living for good convenience in Chandler. Of knowing you're going to get it at Scheels.
Exactamundo. So strike what I said. Scheels, you can send me a discount code if you like. Otherwise, I'm not coming to your store.
I'll go to TJ Maxx.
I'm going to Walmart. All right, y'all. It's time to say adios, amigos.
Love you so much. Bye.
Have a fantastic Taco Tuesday, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.